Welcome to the Unapologetic Man Podcast, the only podcast that's all about self-improvement, confidence, success, women, and being a man without making any apologies for it. What is up, ya champions? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the UMP. I really do appreciate you, and today we are going to talk about how to deal with guys who are overly aggressive, have a strong frame, AMOGs as we call them, which means alpha male of the group. How do you deal with these guys without bringing it to a physical confrontation? Although if that happens, you should be prepared. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but today it's social power. I want to teach you how to always have the upper hand, always control the frame, not only with women, but also with guys. Why is this? Well, first of all, obviously, you want to come out the winner in every interaction, especially if a dude is being very aggressive towards you, being very negative and trying to challenge you, but also because if women see you having a frame control battle with other men, they are going to get attracted to the guy with the stronger frame. Frame control, as I say time and time again, is the single most important thing in attracting a woman. And get this, guys, some coaches don't even teach it. I have literally been through almost every single course that's put out on the market because I like to keep my thumb on the pulse of the industry. And I have straight been through courses, most of them, that don't even teach this shit. I can't even believe it that they don't teach this. So if you're going to choose a dating coach, somebody to work with, make absolutely sure that they teach this frame control. Also make sure that they do something with the belief systems inside your head. Because if you're not changing what's going on inside here, and I'm pointing at my head for those of you listening on audio, you are not going to get the results you want with women because your behavior, which is what women are attracted to, is completely dictated by belief systems, confidence, and whether or not you've dealt with the bullshit from your childhood. Those traumas, those limiting beliefs, those meta programs that you took on, possibly from your parents, your siblings, your neighbors, your coaches, whoever, that keep you in that low value state and keep you attracting women that aren't up to speed. I'm going to be completely honest with you about something. If you're not attracting the caliber of women that you really want, there is an issue inside your head, guaranteed. I see it time and time again. I've worked with over 5,000 clients, all of whom have had these issues and all of whom had the balls to admit, yeah, there's some things going on inside my head. And guys, it's nothing to be ashamed about. We weren't told to protect ourselves from the limiting belief systems of others. We weren't taught that attraction is completely based on what's going on inside your head and the behavior that arises because of it. So if you're like embarrassed to admit it, or you're in denial and you're like, no, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm fine. It's just, I just need to listen to a few more podcasts and get some more skill set. No offense, bro, but you're delusional. Unless you're pulling the caliber of girls that you really want, there are issues there. And I'll tell you, for 99.99% of the population, in fact, I'm going to say for 100% of the population, we have bullshit that we haven't dealt with and we need to deal with. This isn't something to be sad about. This is the way Earth is designed. It's a very challenging place to where you are given things to overcome. And unless you face those things and overcome them with the full masculine heart, the heart of a fucking warrior, you're going to get the same results time and time again. That's just how it works. So instead of looking at this as something to be sad about, look at it as something to get excited about. You have things to overcome to make your life better. Isn't that exciting? Think about the hope and the opportunities that you have waiting for you if you would just face these things. And I'll tell you, once you face them, you realize just how insignificant they really are, how little power they have over you, and you are giving them power because you had fear, false evidence appearing real. They don't mean shit if you just face them. And this is what I do for my clients, and this is what separates me from all the other sea donkeys who don't work on what's going on inside your head, because I can't believe they don't do it, because it is the differentiating factor. And it's why 95% of my clients, that's 19 out of 20 guys, get the success that they want with women. I'm talking 10x the results. Who's the guy that doesn't get success? The dude usually who goes back to his ex-girlfriend, the guy who settles down with the first girl he meets because it's like probably the best girl he's ever had in his life, and other excuses that one out of 20 guys will make, 95% client success rate. Think about that. That is unprecedented. And it's because I work on what's going on inside your head. You have no idea how powerful this technology is and just what it's doing for guys out there who have the balls to invest in themselves and face their demons. which again, the demons are not nearly as bad as you think they are. All right, gentlemen. So what we're going to talk about is guys who come up to you with this aggressive energy. Now, being it that most people don't work on themselves, can you conclude with reasonable certainty that these guys are usually coming from an insecure place? They're coming from a place of depravity, low self-esteem, insecurity, and jealousy. That's right. They're peanut butter and jealous of you because in essence, they have a weak frame. They don't truly believe in themselves because I'll tell you, any guy who flexes up on you does not truly believe in himself. Any guy who does truly believe in himself wouldn't even fuck with that kind of energy. That energy is low vibrating, as I've often talked about in recent episodes, and people who are high vibrating, who truly have a strong frame, don't need to put other people down, don't need to challenge you. So when I speak about these guys, it's the insecurity that's coming out in them, and you need to know that it's just their insecurity. Their ego is hiding their insecurities, which is one of my favorite quotes. So immediately, when you get a guy who's aggressive towards you, not cool towards you, flipping you off in traffic, flexing up on you in whatever social situation, immediately I want you to think, okay, this guy's insecure. And what's insecurity? It's fear. Fear of not having the social prowess that he wants, fear of losing the frame control battle, fear of not being the dude who his ego has built himself up to be. So immediately we understand these guys are coming from a low vibrating place. They're actually suffering quite a bit. So if you can get into that state of, okay, this dude's coming from weakness, you can already have the upper hand on him because here's the first lesson. The guy who remains the calmest and the least affected, the most jovial and the most entertained by the situation is the one who's going to win the frame control battle. Those confrontations that go into physical fights, it's usually two guys who lose their frame, who get emotional, and then start fighting. Have you ever seen a guy who's really angry? If you really look at the dude and see how he's behaving, you can almost see that he's kind of crying a little bit. Look at the way he's getting pissed and trying to fight. It's this close to crying. It's this close to losing his composure and getting back into his 3-year-old self where he's having a temper tantrum and crying in the lap of his mommy. So if you can remain balanced on your inner balance point, as I call it, unaffected, laughing even at the situation, not from a place of condescension like, ah, ha, ha, you're a piece of shit, but just genuinely entertained by it. Because you're so high value, you are already winning that frame control battle. Women are always attracted to the dude who has the stronger frame. So we're going to go over certain situations. I'm going to tell you how you can practice this stuff. And I'm going to show you how, if you remain the most composed, the least affected, the least reactive, you will take power away from this guy. Now, I'm in the nightclubs a lot. There's oftentimes guys who try to come up and hit on the girls that I'm with because my friends are very beautiful. And oftentimes they'll try to come up and try to punk me. Now, when that happens, I'll flip it on them in a way where I'm going to punk them. But at first, I'm really cool to them because as the old saying goes, you catch more bees with honey. And as the old frame control saying goes, he who is least affected is the one who's controlling the frame. I don't care if a guy comes in and tries to talk to my girls. I'm not threatened by him. What if he's a great dude? What if my friend Ashley or Amy or Alicia or Lindsay wants to meet him? Okay, I'm going to introduce him to them. But oftentimes they'll try to flex up. They'll come in and with their body language, stand too close to me, have that aggressive energy. And sometimes it's not even with words, it's just an energy. They'll try to flex up, as it were, show how much more dominant they are than I am, be louder than I am, flex up with their body language, try to take a position where their back is to me and they're talking to my girls, which happens a lot. These are the situations you need to deal with. So at first, I'm really cool to them, but if they start being a dick to me, if they start kind of like trying to blow me off, I'm going to punk them and I'm going to frame control them and kind of show that they're not up to my frame control level. So one thing you can do, and again, boys, only do this when the guy is being an asshole. When he first comes in, you're cool. You introduce yourself. Hey, what's up, bro? What's your name, man? And you're cool to him. Here, let me introduce you to my friends. That already shows that you're the leader, doesn't it? Because you're like, hey, bro, come on in. I'm inviting you. I'm even going to introduce you to my hot friends because I'm the leader here. Now, once again, let's say his back is to me, or he's like flexing up on me, or he even says something mildly insulting to me. For example, you may point at your head and be like, hey, bro, your hair is receding a little bit, man. You tried to do the comb over, but it's not really working well for you. So right there is a little bit of an insult, and you need to put him down, as it were, show him who the real boss is. Now, one of the best things you can do is compliment him. Now, you may think, what? You're going to compliment him? That shows that you're trying to earn his endearment. No, it's from a place of, I'm approving of you, and I'm seeing what you're trying to do here, bro, and I'm calling it out. For example, guy comes in. Hey, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. What's your name? This is my friend Ashley. This is Lindsay. This is Alicia. Yada, yada, yada. And then he starts kind of flexing up on me. He says, nice pants, bro, a little tight or something like that. Even though I don't wear those tight pants. Don't know why he came up with that example, but you see what's up. He starts getting aggressive towards me. So what I'll do is I'll be like, hey, bro, how often do you work out, man? That shirt's pretty tight, dude. Trying to show your muscles, huh? I see that, bro. Make a muscle, man. Let's see what you got. Damn, dude, you're fucking ripped. I have to introduce you to my friend Ashley. Ashley, come here. This is, what was your name again, bro? John. Okay, this is John. What's your last name, man? I like that last name. This is Ashley. Ashley, look how ripped this dude is. Look how fucking shredded. Make a muscle, bro. Show Ashley what you got. Now, what I'm doing is treating him like a little brother, calling out the fact that he's trying to flex up. He works out a lot. He may be wearing a tight shirt or like really nice clothes, or he spent a lot of time on his hair or his earrings. And you'll see a lot of guys who are AMOGs, which is alpha male of the group. They try really hard, especially in the gym. Oftentimes, guys who are super yoked and who come over with that AMOG energy, what are they? They're insecure. Now, I never want to put down somebody who works out because I think being in shape and being healthy is very positive, but we all know it can go too far sometimes. And oftentimes when you see those gym rats, we kind of know it's from insecurity, don't we? He wouldn't be spending 2 times a day in the gym and having such a pin diet trying to get completely yoked unless there was an underlying level of insecurity. Now, again, I fully support getting shredded. I'm shredded myself because I like the look of it and I like the way it makes me feel. I like the health aspect of it. I kind of feel like I'm one of those ancient warriors, right? That's going through life and just fucking yoked, dude. It's just the alpha way to be. But when it's like really extreme, they're on the gear, they're doing steroids, you can just tell, dude, this dude's insecure. Point it out. What girls do to guys when they frame control them is they point out their insecurities. So point out what you know this dude is insecure about and compliment him on it. Because again, when you compliment somebody in the right way, it's from the upper to lower position. I'm the authority, I'm the champion here, I'm the boss, and I'm letting you know, brother, I approve of you. But in the instance of which I explained, you're kind of condescending or sarcastically approving him only because, and I want to reiterate this, he was a dick to you first. I am never an asshole to a guy first until he comes at me with that energy. If he does, then he's getting smoked. Now, you may wonder, why did he try to introduce this guy to Ashley? I found this out the hard way about 12 years ago when I was teaching infield. I used to bring guys into the nightclubs and try to introduce them to chicks and try to get chicks to like them. And every single time it would blow up in my face. Let me explain. So I'd bring a dude out to the nightclub. I'd go approach a girl and I'd be like, hey, what's up? What's your name? So, hey, this is my friend Brian. This guy's an absolute champion. All right. He has this job. He's done this accomplishment. Look at this fucking guy. You got to meet him. Here, you guys talk. Then she's talking to my client and the whole time she's like making eyes at me. And I'm like, no, get away from me. Why are you looking at me? Don't even look at me like that. It's my boy. They would get attracted to me. Why would that happen? Because if me trying to build Brian up, it makes Brian look less than me, doesn't it? Because I'm not trying to build myself up. I'm not trying to brag. Why? Subcommunication. She thinks Mark feels he's enough. And I know this is complicated, boys, but really focus here. Try to stick with me. If I build somebody up and not try to build myself up, what does that communicate to her? It communicates, I know I'm the shit, so I don't need to build myself up. I'm above this other dude, right? I'm above Brian, the guy who I'm trying to build up. So I need to build him up because he's so low. I need to build him up so that she likes him. So it didn't take me long to figure this out that I can't do that. I can't go into a set and be like, hey, you got to meet my buddy. He's awesome. He's shredded. Look at this body he's got. He's got this amazing job. He's an amazing guy. He's so friendly. I can't do that. What I got to do is stay the fuck out of the way. even make myself low value, which I tried and didn't have a lot of results. So I just get out of the way. I don't even approach the chicks for my boys. I let them do it. So when an A mod comes in, I do the same thing. Look at this guy. He's fucking shredded. Look how tall he is. Dude, look at those shoes he's wearing. Do you know how much those cost? This guy's a champion. Ashley, you got to meet this guy. Meanwhile, Ashley, she's like, ew, right? Why does this guy need to be built up? I'm not attracted to him. In fact, I'm more attracted to Mark because Mark isn't trying to brag to me. So guy comes in and tries to yank your girls. That's what you do. You try to let him yank your girls by introducing him, building him up, complimenting him. If he's trying to amog you, meaning insult you, you kind of throw it back at him and be like, bro, I'm just trying to get to your level, dog. Like you're up here. I'm down here. I'm just trying to get there. Look at your shoes, man. What, dude, is that a Rolex? Are you shitting me right now? Bro, you are a fucking legend. You get all the girls, don't you, bro? Come on. Come on, admit it now. So you kind of punk him from that way of you're above me, quote unquote, sarcastically. Show me what you're doing. Look at those muscles. Look at how you did your hair. Oh, you drive that car? Damn. Oh, you have that many followers? Wow, bro, I'm really impressed. Now, another thing you could do to these guys, because a lot of these dudes don't know what's happening, is get him to sell himself either to you or to the girls. What do I always tell you guys? Never sell yourself to a woman. Why? I just explained. When you try to explain yourself to somebody, sell yourself to somebody, show them how awesome you are, they lose attraction for you because it shows you don't feel like you're enough. So if I can get this AMOG guy, let's just name him some name that probably none of you have. We'll name him Bashar. Okay, Bashar's just a name that came into my head. So Bashar comes over, he's fucking shredded, he's flexing up on me. The guy, for all intents and purposes, looks alpha, but he's clearly insecure because Bashar is flexing up on me and trying to put me down. So if I could get Bashar to explain himself either to me or to the girls, that shows low value. So what I might do is introduce him to Ashley and say, hey bro, tell her something awesome about yourself. We don't know you. What's awesome about you, man? Clearly, dude, like you're completely shredded. You're good looking. Obviously, you're killing it. What's awesome about you, man? And guys, because they don't know this stuff, they will oftentimes explain themselves to you and to your girls. You could even ask him, what's good about you beyond your looks? Which is something I literally ask women. Guy comes over, he's good looking, he's confident, he's trying to flex up. I'll be like, hey, man, we don't know anything about you. Tell us one good thing about you beyond your looks. What percentage, boys, and I'm talking to you listening, of men do you think will flip that frame on me and be able to understand what's happening? Very few. How do I know this is true? Because I have been in hundreds, if not thousands, of interactions with dudes who have been trying to flex up on my girls, dudes who have been trying to flex up on me. So what they'll do is they'll start explaining themselves, thus lowering their value. The more they brag, the lower they go, and they're all blown out. Right? And I'll try to get Ashley to give her phone number to Bashar and she'll be like, nah, I'm good. I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend. Not interested. And then dude just goes away like the air coming out of a balloon. He's just like, blah, 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 blah. And he goes away and you never see the dude again. So what you do is you always are cool to them first. Hey, what's up, bro? Let me introduce you to my friends. If he flexes up on you, start complimenting him. Start making a big deal out of all the things that he does and says and make him qualify himself to you. This one time I was at a house party and I was doing really good with the girls and this guy came in and he was super charismatic. He started singing and dancing and he was making everybody laugh. So me not wanting to lose frame because he was being kind of a dick to me, I said, hey bro, do that dance again. Yeah, dude, that one, do it again. Oh, this guy's so funny, right? Ladies, do it again, bro, do it again. What just happened? I told him to do something and he did it. Therefore, I have the frame. I have the power in the interaction, and that's all that matters. Don't get it twisted, boys. You don't need to be the spazziest, the most charismatic, the most outspoken, or any other thing you fear. Even if you're an introvert, if you keep yourself on a very steady frame, don't get butthurt, don't get affected, definitely don't get angry, and just make the guy kind of dance for you. Make the guy buy into your frame, sell himself to you and or the girls, talk about how cool he is and how you're just trying to get to his level, then you're gonna take the frame from him. Now you may think, wait, I'm just trying to get to your level. Why does that work? It's sarcastic. It's like, you're up here, bro. I'm down here, according to your own mind. I'm just trying to get there, man. I'm just trying to get to your level of championhood. Meanwhile, what's really communicated is you're above him socially, because you're complimenting him in a way. And who compliments other than a guy who is above the other person? Now, of course, there is the supplicatory complimenting, like, oh my God, Ashley, you're so beautiful. But that's communicated in your tonality. So unless your tonality goes up, it's very obvious you're trying to gain rapport with somebody. When you compliment somebody, it always shows power because it shows I'm the king, you're the peasant, and I approve of you, young man or young lady. You get my thumbs up. And the person's gonna be like, ooh, I got their thumbs up. Therefore, they're in a lower frame than you are. What's the best thing you can do if you ever meet a famous person? Be unimpressed by their fame. Don't buy into the fact that they're a movie star. Instead, just be kind of aloof and just talk to them as if they're a regular dude. Ask them about other parts of their life. Compliment them on, dude, that's cool, man. You're super famous, yet you still do XYZ thing. You still challenge yourself. I respect that. And in this example with the famous person, let's say he or she is being cocky and trying to lord their fame over you. You could say certain things that we say to women. What's good about you beyond your fame? What else do you do? What else do you have going for you? Do you do anything else outside of acting? And you will be amazed at how quickly they start selling themselves to you. So this is always, again, when somebody's trying to flex up on you, being very negative towards you. And oftentimes, boys, it will completely diffuse the situation, get them to run away with their tail between their legs because they understand, and everybody understands this, who has the stronger frame is the one who's leading the interaction. And if they can't flex their frame on yours just by being aggressive and dominant and loud, and you flex your frame on them by taking the social power, they'll walk away, they'll go away, they're not a problem whatsoever. Now, my final thing is about guys who start to flex up on you, who start to want to try to fight you. Now, I'm not perfect where this is concerned because I have a pretty short fuse. And when it comes to fighting, I train 5 times a week for the last 5 years. So I know that I can handle myself in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, boxing. I'm very confident that very few men could take me into a fight. So a couple times I've lost my shooter marble. I've thrown some threats and I'm not proud of it. I actually did a podcast about 4 months ago that was titled My Embarrassing Story of Failure. I think it was called Why Men Crack, My Embarrassing Story of Failure. And I actually kind of started flexing up on a dude. I'm like, bro, you don't want to fuck with me. I train 5 times a week. I will choke you unconscious within 30 seconds. Dude, do not fuck with me. And look, I let myself go, didn't I? I lost frame because I got into negativity. So my new mission is to always control that anger that, yes, I'm prone to. And some of you listening may have that same issue. But if and when it comes to fighting, the best thing you can do in a fight is run away. And I say that even as a guy who is very confident in that kind of situation because I train so much, the best thing you can do is avoid it. What if you choke him out and he dies? What if you crack him in the jaw, knock him out, he falls on the ground and hits his head on a curb and dies? Now you're in jail for the rest of your life. So avoid fights at all costs. And if the guy is trying to take it there, you can actually frame control him by being like, whoa, bro, easy. Are you seriously this pissed off? Bro, you're up here. I need you down here. It's not that big of a deal. Are you seriously trying to fight me over this? That's how butthurt you are. Look at yourself, man. You're so pissed off. You got a fucking vein coming out of your head. Relax, bro. It's not that serious. Lighten up. And you can even be like, come on, let's go get a drink. That's the way to control it, is to point out that he's coming unpeeled. The social pressure has affected him. He's being emotionally affected. He's getting emotionally charged by the situation. Thus, he's lost frame. And women understand this intuitively. The guy who gets more pissed off, who's most effective, who's most reactive, is the one who has the weaker frame. So if and when you're having this frame control battle with this guy, and let's say he actually does have some good rebuttals and you guys are going back and forth, and then he's like, motherfucker, and he comes up on you, be like, whoa, dude, seriously? You're gonna try to fight me over this? This is how butthurt you're getting, bro? You are taking this way too seriously. Because, as I spoke about, you should be lighthearted, throwing jokes at him. Being like, hey, bro, show us some more of those pictures, dude. Look at this guy. He's a professional photographer. 25,000 the IG followers? Are you serious right now, bro? You're killing it, man. Ashley, come meet this champion. 25,000 followers. And I think most of them are real. Whoa, this guy's a legend. And he's like, fuck you, man. Why are you trying to punk me? You'd be like, whoa, dude. Easy, bro. I'm just being playful. Okay, I think you're taking this too seriously. You're getting a little upset. You're up here. I need you down here. Don't lose your shooter marble. Don't fucking blow out your anal chakra. It's going to be okay. And that's the way you control it, is I'm not going to even fight, because I'm above it. Now, should it go into a fight, you never know. Homeboy might throw a haymaker at you, and the next thing you know, you're on the ground. I just want to put this to you. I hope you've trained. Because the day you have to fight for your life, your training will dictate whether or not you survive that. Now, do I believe we live in a society where every single one of us is going to have to fight for our lives one day? No, but I'd rather have and not need than need and not have. Just my own philosophy. I highly suggest Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu if you haven't tried it out yet. I had one of my clients the other day say, yeah, but everybody's done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And I say, yeah, but most people quit in the first fucking month. They give up because it's hard. So yeah, they've tried it, but they didn't stick to it. And what does that tell you? Out of 100 people who start, only one gets their blue belt. And it goes white belt, blue belt, purple, brown, black. Anybody who has anything above a white belt is a fucking assassin. So go do it, stick to it, be a fucking man, get in your masculine energy, learn to defend yourself, because when you're out doing this stuff, I don't care how strong your frame is, it might go into a physical confrontation, although most times you can avoid it. And yes, even if you have to walk away, just be like, bro, I'm not doing this with you right now, man. Have a good life, brother. Good luck with that anger. And then walk away, right? If you say good luck with that anger, that's communicating he can't control himself, and thus you've controlled the frame. So you don't have to get into a fight. But what if he runs up behind you and fucking cracks you? I don't know about you. I just want to be prepared. So that's what you do, boys. You compliment him. You try to introduce him to your friends. You make him explain themselves to you. You're not impressed by any fame or success they have. You point out the fact of how try hard they are. You always remain more calm than they do. You have a smirk on your face. You're laughing. It's a good time as far as you're concerned. Think about the ultra masculine dude who's always controlling the frame. He's always lighthearted. He's got a smirk on his face. Like, this doesn't affect me, bro. I've been in way more pressure cooker situations than this. This is a peon level of social pressure compared to what I've been through. So I'm going to be joyous. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to throw it back at you and tease you a little bit. And then you get butthurt about it. I'm going to be like, whoa, dude, you're taking this way too seriously. And you see the frame control element all about the other. It's all about him. He's coming unpeeled. He's got the vein popping out of his forehead. He can't handle his own anger. Therefore, you are controlling the frame. So gentlemen, I hope this has helped you. The last three podcasts have been about frame control. The first one was the five essential reversals. The next one was about requests. And today's was about, obviously, dealing with AMOGs, alpha males of the group. These are some very fundamental principles of frame control, but only an infinitesimally small sample of what I teach in my coaching program. If you guys want to get real results, if you're ready to face your demons like a fucking man and realize that those demons aren't even what you've made them out to be, I'm open to you, brother. I am the one dating coach who deals with what's in here on a very strategic, deep level with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I create for you a 3-month NLP protocol that I guarantee is going to completely change your life. Not only your dating life, but your life, making money, relationships, confidence, feeling good every day, getting out of that rut that you're in and getting to the next best version of yourself. And that's the whole reason you're here. So if you're interested in this, click the link in the description below, fill out the quick application, you and I will talk, and we'll see if I can at least 10x your results with women, as I do with 95% of my clients, and I stick with them until they get those results. Ponder that one. That's how much faith I have in me, that I will 10x your results and you could stay with me until you do. Takes balls, man. Really think about that. Takes fucking balls, because this works and I believe in it, and you could feel that from me. So fill out the application right now. I will be expecting to hear from you. And I also drop podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays. So please stay tuned for the next one. And I will see you in the next episode.